There's a little girl in Skibbereen with flowing hair and ragged jeans, and floating in a vivid dream as classes go by. And every day at 3 o'clock, she's out the door and down the block, and hurries to the river dock with a gleam in her eyes. And everything's fine for the day. There's nothing to get in the way of her smile. There's never a care.
Good morning. Good morning, friends. It's just me. Just Norm. It is Saturday morning, May the 7th. 2016. I am in West Central Florida, specifically Dunedin, where the temperature is in the high 60s, low 70s. With lower than normal dew points and humidity. I mean, it is May in Florida, which usually brings us mid to high 80s with high humidity. So this is a welcome relief and surprise for this time of year. It's always a bit of a transition from spring to summer, sometimes more abrupt than other times, but this is nice. I had a day last week during my work week where I had visions of grandeur of a 7 to 8 mile run on the Triple C. I even made just a bit of an extra loop at the boat ramp at the beginning of the run to assure I would get 7 to 8. But after completing that loop into a stiff wind and coming around on the northeastern section of the pedestrian trail, I flat ran out of gas. I hit the wall. I pooped out. I was a little bit surprised by that. I don't know if it was the weather. It was a steamy one. We were in the high 80s, 85, 88, somewhere in there. But I also wonder if I was a bit dehydrated and undernourished. A few variables. I didn't pay a lot of close attention to which one of them it might be. I just cut the run short. I did get 5.5 in, but it was clunky. Lots of walk breaks and even a couple stop breaks due to pretty good fatigue. I suspect that it may have been the heat and a little undernourished, and a little dehydration. I think they all may have played parts. I just don't know which one was the most significant. So, we'll seek to correct that. I haven't been paying that much attention to fluid intake, and I should be. So, bad on me. but it's important from the standpoint of I've got to be ready for the spring and summer weather of running and be able to negotiate these hotter temps as I have in the past. I think there's a dipping your toe in the pool type principle at work here, where you're just not used to either a longer set of miles or the temperatures, etc., etc. You have to kind of get indoctrinated into extreme conditions. Same would be said for colder, frigid temps that you're just getting used to when that time of year comes around. So, anyway, that being said about the weather, I would reflect and say that my running overall for the past couple of weeks has been respectable, solid, I think I said last week, with weekly totals anywhere between 15 and 20 miles. So, I'll take it. Today, I have that goal of 8 miles sitting in front of me, and there's really not a reason that I can think of that I should not be able to get it. However, when the weekend comes and there's a bit of relaxation in your mind, like, I made it through the week, you tend to not be as pressed or as aggressive in accomplishing your goals as you might be during the week, or as I might be during the week. So we'll see if the endorphins kick me alive the longer or the deeper I get into this run. I did not travel up to the hammock today, which would have been optimal. But I wanted to stay close to the house and just kind of change it up a little bit by weaving and winding my way through neighborhood streets as I've done in the past. So the plan today was to start at Legato Apartments, a couple blocks from my house, head over to Whisper Cove, up and down Dexter to Helen, and weave back and forth, or east and west, through Lexington, Orangewood, Diane, Roanoke, until I get to Union Street, perhaps head south on Betty Lane, circle around a street called the Mall, north and then east again on Union until I hit Ridgeline. Is it Ridgeline or Ridgelane or even? Yeah, I think that's it. Which is another southeastern loop before I hit Highland and then over to Lexington via Union. And circling about to Patricia Avenue before I take that in a northern fashion up to Main Street, where I will have amassed 4 to 5 miles crossover in a westbound fashion to either alternate 19 or Victoria Drive to the Dunedin Marina. Good morning. And then southbound along Edgewater Drive by the Intercoastal Waterway before the Bear East back to the house. So that ought to give me 7 or 8. And that's the plan. Of course, I can adjust that along the way and see how it goes. I wonder if you've noticed my garment in the background. Every 3-1. And I've not stopped to take advantage of them. I leave them there, that run-walk ratio, because later on in the run, I might use it as a marking point. So if I run straight through for 3 miles, then along the 4th or 5th mile, feel as though I might want to take a walk break. That 1 minute walk break is there, and then it sets me back on the rest of the run. So I don't know why I'm trying to change that up, but one thing I notice is that if I don't take walk breaks, it, and this could be wrong, but I had this thought the other day, it makes me a little less lazy. And by that I mean, when you take the 3-1, 2-1, 30, whatever it is, I think human nature would say that you look forward to the walk breaks, like, oh, here comes a walk break, I can take it easy. And I think there's a little bit of a mindset in there. So, as with all things, there are fine lines to traverse. That could be a title. Fine lines to traverse. I like it, but it may not be the one. So, nothing wrong with taking a walk break. And there's all kinds of talk we could go back and forth on regarding that, but this is just something I've been trying, I would say, the past couple of months. That's worked out well for me. I'm not looking at pace or overall time. More looking at how I feel. And right now, I feel like running more without walk breaks. Maybe it's because I've dropped a few pounds and I have a little bit more energy. That could be part of it, but still a long way to go in all those regards. Seems to be a little extra click, clack, tap, tap in my run. And I don't know. But it's from, I think it's from my shoes. Mrs. Rosenberg washed my shoes the other day. And ever since, there's been a little bit extra squeak in them on the floors. At work, I've noticed. And now, when I run, I'm hearing a little extra padding, like maybe something's loose. I don't know. Maybe it's the way I put my inserts in. Let's listen. Let me shut up for a minute, now that we're past the cars. You hear that? Anyway, they feel good. My feet feel good. My ankles feel good. My Achilles are well. My calves are well. My knees are well, but sometimes I feel these little odd idiosyncrasies. Like, I used to wear these patellar strap bands on my feet. And I wore them on both, right and left. There's no need to wear them on my right anymore. Then I wore them on my left for a long time. I think I was cinching them too tight on my left and worsening the patellofemoral pain that I had. So I've been largely running without them over, I would say, most of this last 6 to 8 months. But my right knee, I feel this funny sensation, kind of like, you know, like when you feel like you want to crack your knuckles and you crack them. Well, with my right knee, if I get up out of bed in the morning and I kind of inwardly flex the right knee, I can make it pop or crack. There's no pain to it. It brings a little relief. But there's definitely none of that sensation when I run. And for the left knee, there's just the mildest of ache after I run on the tibial tuberosity, which I believe, if I haven't just pulled that name out of my butt, is that spot just below the kneecap, a little bit distal to the actual patellar tendon. It's not even enough where I need to put any ice on it like I used to. Hips feel good. Arms feel good. I've been doing some dumbbell curls early in the morning. And overall, I would say that I feel pretty sporty. I'm off of Lexington and I'm on New York, and I think what I'm going to do is take this little loop around the middle school parking lot to add a few tenths of a mile to my journey this morning. So move on to the Runnet community. How are you all? Friends. You hear that gust of wind? I'm really guarding the Sony Digital this morning. I've got the microphone faced backwards towards my body. And I've got a new triple pop screen filter on the device, because the last couple outings I've noticed some orange swing whoosh. I'm trying to watch the arm swing, but I'm also convinced that I'm not getting good protection on the mic. So I changed the cloth out and put a different old headband material on there because I couldn't find any microphone screen material around the house. But that's going to be the next step. But I listened back last week and heard a lot of arm swing swoosh. And as well, the running jackal did not make mention of it. I think he was just being kind. Carlos said, good sound, but I know you heard it, friend. And I appreciate the gesture. So I'm trying to be more conscious of arm swing for the purpose of recording. However, arm swing is good for the run. And I think there's a balance that needs to be created. Often, I'm guilty of not paying attention to how I'm running. But often, I do pay very diligent attention to how I'm running and my posture and such. Back to the RunNet community. How are you all? I hope you all are well. And I mean that with my heart and my soul. Before I forget, I just want to be deliberate about shouting out to some friends, arduent followers, people that I get the sense care about me and this humble offering I put out. So, hello and greetings to Michael Davis, running an internet superstar who lives in the Midwest. Carlos de Castillo, the running jackal, who that I have not listened to more of your always quality productions. But I am following you, friend. I know that you're training for the Elk Beaver 50K coming up. I believe you have a couple offerings this week with Derek and with Graham that I'm going to try to get to. Everybody's hero, JD, from the great Northeast, running marathons across the country, podcasting like it's going out of style, and intellectual giant. Steve Hailstone. Steve has been busy recuperating and staying as active as he can after his cardiac event, such that he found some old shoes and some old throwaway pants and made his way up into one of the muddy trails near Quakerstown, Pennsylvania, where he lives. I watched it on YouTube this morning, and they're beautiful trails. And I'm encouraged that Steve is putting in his miles, walks, whatever you want to qualify it with, in an attempt, I think, to get back to running. Even if there's no more running, he's still being active and moving and grooving. Cindy Horan Field, who asked me about Steve. I guess she saw something on Facebook from Steve and didn't realize that he may be a neighbor to her. And I hope you make your way to his podcasts, Cindy. Morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good,
good, thank you. It's a nice appearing gentleman working on his car. It is a gorgeous morning. As always, the Bishop of Benevolence, Friar Kevin of Gwyn, who made his way to see one of his music idols, Sir Paul McCartney, just this week. I know how crazy you are about Paul and the Beatles, Kevin, so my hope is that you really, really enjoyed the show, my friend. Is it going to attack me and bite my leg off and swallow me whole?
No way.
Okay. All right. Have a good day. Two very nice ladies walking their dog. Social media's and podcasting's latest rising star, David Foss, also of the Great Northeast, running miles and miles speedily, effortlessly, with agility and class. Hello to you, good Sir David. Who else is my close circle? I can mention strange people, but my mind has drifted away from trying to think of all the people I interact with, so if I left your name off, it doesn't mean that I think any less of you, and I do value you. I just drew a mind blank. Tomorrow's Mother's Day. Have we all made arrangements, if applicable, to take care of our mothers with honor and accolades? Even if your mother and you are not close, or perhaps your mother is not of this earth anymore, there's probably some mother that you can celebrate in your life, whether it's your wife or your friend's mother, or a mother-in-law. Let's be open-minded about celebrating the moms who give so much. So much that the dads, like me, don't give it ample consideration. 365. Right, guys? For me, I've sent my wife some flowers, and as well, we will most likely go out to dinner, probably tonight. Because tomorrow, she works, and then there's choir practice and evening church service for Giselle. So, it might come. There's a lot of activities to try to squeeze in. So, as well, my mother-in-law's birthday is today. And that lady is 76 years young. Now, when I say 76 years young, I'm talking about a lady who could run circles around many other of her contemporaries in terms of intellect. and activity and personhood. So we will probably gather her into the fold for going out to eat as well. Make it just a big celebration. I've also sent some flowers to my own mother, to whom we don't have the same relationship as in years past. It's had some ups and downs, influenced by schedules, maladies, attitudes, thoughts, growth and development in different directions by both of us. So I've sent her some flowers. I picked a new florist. I usually use a service in New Jersey called Flowers by Van Brunt. And they used to really have a phenomenal customer service and beautiful flowers. But over the years, it's been a little bit more problematic to deal with them. So I dialed another local florist by the name of Rose of Sharon, and I gave them a call. I asked my florist here, Flowers by June Taylor, which I've been dealing with for just about 10 years, because they provided the flowers for our wedding, which will be coming up as 10 years in August. So I've been dealing with them a long time, and I get excellent, excellent customer service from them. Excuse me. Thank you. I had to run past a bus stop and a bunch of folks kind of crowding the sidewalk. So I wasn't asking you to excuse me. Rather, the patrons of the sidewalk. Hey, that sounds like a title, doesn't it? Patrons of the sidewalk. Doesn't really make much sense, but it sounds fancy. So, you know, the whole thing about customer service is that we're living in 2016. And boy, I am firmly convinced that the sensory overload that pervades our society causes a lot of dissatisfaction on the part of customers looking for good customer service, and also it creates a sense of impatience on customers who unreasonably are looking for more from a particular service than what's reasonable. So people are overburdened, and I've noticed there was a sense of harried, H-A-R-R-I-E-D-ness in the voice of the recently hired employee at June Taylor's. And I asked them if they would do the FTD, or the, you know, arrange for the flowers to be sent to my mom, which I think is nothing more than wiring and using computers. I'm sure it can be done very efficiently in today's day and age, but they were unable to accommodate me due to a variety of excuses. I didn't belabor the point. I just thanked them and decided I would just call the florist in New Jersey. I'm on Union Street. I took one little extra turn that I hadn't planned on. Excuse the noise. It's the mail truck I just ran by. So now I'm coming up on the corner of Union and Milwaukee, and it's a little trafficy, so bear with me. I'm gonna stop and wait to cross here. Give me a little rest break. Okay, I've crossed. I stopped for about 10 or 20 seconds. I decided to give it a go. But I called Rose of Sharon. It seemed to be very customer service friendly. And so, good morning. They're in the same town as where my mother lives, as opposed to Flowers by Van Brunt, which are a couple towns away. So we'll try them, see how it goes. I had to pause again because of some obnoxious music I heard in the back. Just didn't want it in the recording. So I'm on Betty Lane, getting ready to circle around. Riding lawnmower. Some more. Idlewild. I'm gonna circle around Idlewild. Okay, I had to pause again and get past him, so these are not seamless pauses. I hope you don't notice them, but if you do, you'll understand I'm trying to abate the noise. So I'm coming up on Poinsettia Avenue. This will circle me back around to that street called the Mall. Back at Union, and a continuation of my easterly trek. Mets, my beloved New York Mets, have had some successes and failures. As I said in the last podcast, I think they're beating the teams they should, but losing to maybe some of the teams that are better or more competition. So it's a long season. My starting pitchers are struggling a bit. I think our society demands perfection. And in the pros, you should have high level of success as a pro, but again, we're all human. The New York Jets have selected some interesting players as a result of the 2016 draft. One of them is a quarterback. I don't know if I mentioned this last time, but it's a quarterback named Christian Hackenberg. Played for Penn State. And the more I read about this kid, the more I think that as he develops, it may have been a steal. This might be quite the catch, but it's going to take some work and some time. And I like the approach the New York Jets are taking in gathering and stocking talent, as opposed to the I have to spend $1 trillion and win now attitude. So there's a balance there. It's hard. Financial constraints, talent, increased competition. It's always a hard way to go in the NFL. But I'm pleased with the way they're going. Been 3.1 miles, so I'll tell you, this is where I start to get a little fatigue. I could have kept going, but your body's kind of telling you, okay, take a little breather. And I'm coming up on Union Street, and this is also where it's going to start getting really trafficy, so let's look at the timer. I can't see the timer because I've got all this mountain of sloppily placed pop screen filter on top of it, so. But at 3.1 miles, I'm sure I've talked for 40-ish minutes. So maybe this will be a good place to kind of stop and say, hey, I've made an offering this weekend. There's no dramatic climax or apices to pinnacle. I'm just looking for words to say. And I need to bring the episode to. It's just the usual standard fare from me, just Norm. And yeah, I think I'm gonna plug in the earphones and listen to some messages and theology by the likes of Dr. James Boyce and or Martin Lloyd-Jones, so I can enter that spiritual realm of which I so richly enjoy, and let the saturation of the endorphins from the rest of the run augment that. Yeah, how about that? You don't want to hear those cars, do you? I don't think so. So, as usual, and as always, I will profess my love to you, my brothers and my sisters. And I believe we will speak again. But until then, this is just normal.